Hey, it's the BC Gamer Show. This week, Wes joins me to talk about the revival of Lucasfilm Games, the announcement of a new Star Wars game coming from Ubisoft, and the announcement of a new Indiana Jones game coming from the Wolfenstein studio, Machine Games. It's going to be fun, a lot to talk about, a lot to dig into. Stick around.
It's January 14th, 2020. Fun. Bringing it back.
Is it?
Well, fun is subjective here. It's certainly a roller coaster ride so far. And maybe not. I don't know. We've got some stuff on the site about the games of 2021. And it might be a sleepy start to the new year in terms of new releases. Wes Fenland's here. Hello, Wes Fenland. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, James?
You know.
Other than you know.
No.
I think we maybe got what we wished for, or what I wished for, or wish for frequently with 2021, which is sometimes I'm just like, stop putting out new video games.
Yes.
I don't want new games. Just give me some time. Like, there's a lot of cool old stuff I want to play, you know. There's new games coming out this year for sure.
It's
but
true.
Like you say, it's pretty quiet right now. And I think we're going to see some other games that we expect to come out this year, you know, eventually get delayed to next year as COVID continues to impact development. And a lot of stuff kind of just have those little placeholder dates. They're like, yeah, 2021,
sure.
that's a long way from now. And then it comes up and it's like, oops.
Oops-a-daisy. But, you know, the news doesn't stop, apparently. Games are still being made. The future is...
And announced.
Yeah, and announced. And big changes are happening to long-established, I guess, like, expectations and studio relationships. It's Lucasfilm Games is back, sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's good. Cool question mark.
Cool question mark. That's kind of been my reaction to the news and sort of the stuff that's been following it. But so Lucasfilm Games. Was it called Lucasfilm Games back when in its original incarnations?
So there's kind of an interesting history there. Lucasfilm Games was the original name of Lucasfilm's very small at the time games division. And then the name most people know it under is LucasArts.
Yes.
They renamed it LucasArts after a few years. And that's when really the bulk of the games you would associate with that company were made. You know, pretty much all of the point-and-click adventure games in the 90s, Secret of Monkey Island, and Full Throttle, and Grim Fandango, and all that stuff. And, you know, most of the Star Wars games, like X-Wing and TIE Fighter and
good shit,
Dark Forces and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't actually remember exactly when the Lucasfilm Games name stopped being used. I think early 90s. So it's kind of interesting that they're going full circle back to that one, but also seem to be more focused on Star Wars than anything, which pretty much all the Star Wars games came out under the LucasArts name. So I don't know. It's kind of a cool throwback, I guess. People know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. The right people will kind of get stirred up. Us. I think us. we're the target here. We were pretty young boys and teens and such, kind of playing these games as they came out alongside, you know, the prequel movies, whatever you think about them. So it was like high time to be into Star Wars, even if the prequel movies weren't good to you, there was still a lot of good Star Wars stuff happening. And I think it's sort of like forgotten about, maybe to the casual Star Wars, viewer. But people talk about
like sort of the dark era for Star Wars, where there really wasn't much of anything, you know, post Return of the Jedi up through the mid 90s, where it really started kicking off again. But a lot of the game stuff kind of coincided with the books in the early 90s, started getting written, the Timothy Zahn books, and then the 10 million other books that got written. And, like, you know, Mara Jade from Timothy Zahn's books shows up in, she gets her own game in there's the expansion pack for Dark Forces 2, I think. She is like the hero of the whole like expansion mini campaign. And it was just that weird time for Star Wars where they were just like, fuck it, anything goes. Like we'll do whatever. So there's a lot of cool, good, bad, weird Star Wars games from that era of LucasArts that it would be exciting to see them branch out a little more, do some more interesting stuff, you know?
It's odd. I think not only now that we're talking about it, it's occurring to me that, it's sort of the extended universe childhood, the era that we had, you know, there in conjunction with LucasArts games, you know, I read so many goddamn books. a lot of choose your own adventure stuff. Like it was anything goes. We're not hitting that again right now, but it does feel fitting that Lucasfilm or poetic in some way that Lucasfilm games is back in some form, because just a couple weeks ago, like 1,000 new Star Wars shows were announced.
That's right. I kind of had managed to forget about that already. Right. But they're doing the Ahsoka show. There's the Boba Fett show. I guess Obi-Wan was already announced. Yeah. They're doing other spinoffs, some spinoffs of the Clone Wars, right? So there's a ton of stuff they have cooking, more so than movies, really. Like they got a couple movies in the pipe, right? But the shows are really... they're really branching out there, and it seems like maybe they're going to be doing the same thing with games.
Yeah, I get the impression. So let's talk about what this actually is, though. So Lucasfilm Games is more of a brand, like a front for... it does not necessarily entail, as I understand it, like a brand new studio dedicated to making Star Wars games, you know, under Disney's direct... us big Sauron like eye, but this is a brand going forward that will be attached to sort of this new venture. It's now the quote official identity for all gaming titles from Lucasfilm. And these are going to be quote developed in collaboration with the finest studios across the country. So this is big. Related to Star Wars, this is a big deal because up until recently, EA had this exclusive deal, which is now ending, right?
I think they have like a year and a half or 2 years left or something like that. But clearly Lucasfilm is ready to like get out in front of that and tell people like, hey, there's some more stuff coming in, you know, in a couple of years.
And that's good. That's good news to me. EA, I think, struggled to do right or to do well with, it's hard to understand why, or what was going on internally, and we got some good games out of it, but nothing I think quite as, idiosyncratic or strange or like truly bonkers as, some of the stuff we got in those early LucasArts days. Not to say that this will guarantee that by any means, but I think opening up the floodgates to whoever the hell can like pitch a good Star Wars game, that sounds cool to me, or come to a deal. It's not free game by any means, but it also opens up, you know, avenues to other, Lucasfilm properties, so to speak, or just Disney properties. And we got, go on.
Sorry. I was gonna say, I might be wrong that the EA deal that exclusivity may actually be done with. I forgot that they hadn't ever put a specific time length on it. EA just kind of said like it's a multi-year agreement, so maybe it is over. EA has said they're going to keep making Star Wars games. It's just now clearly Lucasfilm is Disney is eager to get a bunch more out there.
Yeah, I think that's like giving that kind of contract to EA in this new, like, I guess like in the games are fucking huge. Star Wars is huge again. Why have that tiny production hype stuck with EA? Like why? Just buy it out.
EA really ran into the problem too of looking at Star Wars as huge, and that any Star Wars game it was going to put out needed to be huge until they kind of changed tactics with Star Wars Squadrons, you know, towards the end, right? They were like, okay, let's make this a $40 game that doesn't have a massive team and cost hundreds of millions of dollars to make and all that stuff. And it's great. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hope to see this new, you know, era of Star Wars games be, is like, why? I know from the corporate point of view that I should probably be cynical about EA or Disney and Lucasfilm going out to indie developers and being like, do you want to make a Star Wars game, or, you know, tiny, you know, 10 person studios or whatever. But like, that's the kind of thing that I think would harken back so effectively to the 90s era of Star Wars games, is that even if those games were largely made internally by LucasArts, they did a lot of different stuff. You know, they made kind of like galactic management sims, and they made racing games, and they made kind of FMV adventure games, and you could make fun, tight, small Star Wars experiences that don't try to be, you know, the planet spanning galactic adventure of Jedi Fallen Order or whatever, and they won't take 5 years to make, and they won't try to be, you know, everything to everybody. They can just be the small one-off Mandalorian episode of Star Wars.
Very exciting. Yeah, that's a great point. And I mean, like, it remains to be seen, right? I'm sure there are a lot of talks happening right now that we don't know about. But we did get news did break on one new Star Wars game coming out of this that does not sound like that.
the exact opposite.
The exact opposite of what you're describing. Ubisoft is working on an open world Star Wars game, according to a Wired report. They got the scoop, the details. It's being worked on by Massive Entertainment. They are the developer responsible for The Division, Division 2. Developments in early days, of course, using that same Snowdrop engine, which is pretty damn beautiful, especially on PC. I think
looks good.
Yeah. It's Division 2's got some of the best streets and garbage in games, period. It's just like great rubbish.
When I think Star Wars, I think streets and garbage.
They're going to have space trash that we'll be examining in articles and mag features for years and years and years. So that's cool. To me, my reaction to that is like, I think it's easy to be cynical and be like, Ubisoft open world game. Of course. But that sounds cozy and comfortable to me, especially, you know, if the implication here is that pure conjecture, we don't know this, but if, you know, they have the technology and experience making like shared world multiplayer experiences, then I can imagine this Star Wars game maybe follows in the Division's footsteps a bit. So I don't know.
Yeah, and if that is the form that game ends up taking, I feel pretty skeptical of it as something I would really enjoy. I feel like that'll just be such a sanded down experience of, like we were just joking, like exactly the opposite of the small things I was talking about, of like a game that is trying to appeal to everybody, you know? But maybe it will be quite different from The Division and just leverage their experience making big games, you know? I'm hopeful. Totally. I'm interested. But when I first saw the news, this announcement, I like woke up and was looking at the news and saw, you know, like Ubisoft is making a new Star Wars game, and Lucasfilm Games is back and they're going to make lots of new Star Wars games. Is I had this moment of my like inner Star Wars fan that has been there since I was, you know, a child, still having the same reaction of that little jolt of like adrenaline or, you know, excitement you get in seeing that kind of news and being like, oh boy, more Star Wars stuff. And then like 5 seconds later, my current 32-year-old brain caught up to it and was like, wait, I don't really get that excited about this anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I still get the emotional reaction, but then my mental reaction once that stabilizes is like, you know, after Rise of Skywalker, my investment in Star Wars is nowhere near what it once was. And maybe these games will be awesome, and if they are, I'll be really excited to play it, but I no longer am drawn to anything just because it has the name on it.
Right. I think that it's going to be whatever. I don't know. I don't think it's Star Wars. They don't need to do this. what am I saying? But I think it would be very beneficial if whatever, whatever comes out of this new initiative, I think it would be very good if it did something distinct, in the vein of, like you said, The Mandalorian. Like, give it a unique visual style, a unique window into that world. Even if it is, like, you know, I don't know, if worst case, if it is just like The Division but Star Wars, let it be some gritty place we've never been before. Let it be dark and, you know, or whatever it needs to be to stand out and not just feel like it's echoing, like a distant echo of the Rise of the Skywalker trilogy, or, you know, and it, yeah. Like, I think Star Wars for me, I'm with you. Like, after that trilogy, I was like, okay, whatever. I don't really care about Star Wars as much anymore. But The Mandalorian, no spoilers, it when it's at its best, it's like, it doesn't, like, it could have nothing. You could be watching it and it wouldn't matter if it was Star Wars or not. It's just a good Western, you know. It's just like a good,
yeah,
standalone episode of that kind of thing. So
I can just feel it now, like, this game, imagining it goes the route you just described, where it is that kind of, like, grittier, removed from the galactic fantasy of the Skywalker family kind of thing. I can just see now, like, the expansion pack that comes out a year later for that game, or the battle pass where they add lightsabers to it. You know, like, it just feels inevitable. Like, somebody at some point, they'll, Lucasfilm will allow them to make a game that, like, has no Jedi shit in it, but then eventually Jedi shit is going to get
this
added
is not
to
the
it. Like, it's like, just going to happen.
It's not the glory days of the free for all of the extended universe of the 90s and early 2000s, but and Disney does, like, force that stuff pretty much into everything. Even in the best Mandalorian arcs, you're getting callbacks and you're getting everything.
And it's probably what most people want, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know, hopefully we see some risks. Who knows? But it's,
I hope Squadrons being a success means we see more games like that.
Absolutely, you
know, more flight sim stuff, more hardcore kind of games like that would be really exciting.
Factorio
or from somebody else.
Yeah. So Star Wars is just one of the pieces of news that came out, that Ubisoft game. Really curious to see what the hell that looks like in the future. Really. Bye-bye Division, I guess. Like, and
yeah, that might be the end for
The Division
for more of those games for a while.
And big question mark hanging over the Avatar game Massive was working on a long, long time ago. I do have a question before we move on. Like, out of this, what's let's tap back into Child Wes, young, happy Child Wes. What's your sort of dream studio Star Wars matchup here?
So definitely, like, I don't know about a studio, but definitely, sure, like 15 years ago, I had that kind of fantasy of the game, like the game that encompasses all games. And for me, it would have been a Star Wars game where you could do the kind of stuff. It would be like Battlefront scale, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved the old Battlefront games, and having that, like, experience of you're in a ground battle and then you, like, get in a ship and you're able to actually fly, you know, up into space and, like, be in a dogfight and then, like, land on a Star Destroyer. But in my head, like, the Star Destroyer would be, like, actually to scale. And so then you would have, like, vehicles in the game, like, the vehicle handling would be as good as, like, you know, racing and Burnout or something. That was my go-to at the time, the Burnout game. So just, like, being in a Star Wars action setting in which all other genres, like, somehow come into play was the kind of game that I envisioned back then. But, like, that game would be terrible because it would be trying to do all these different things, and, like, it couldn't be great at all of them, or it couldn't make there be good reasons for doing all of those things in conjunction. Like, so that game would suck. I would say today, even without picking a specific developer, the kind of Star Wars game I would love to see is something that does the same thing Nintendo did with the indie team behind Crypt of the Necrodancer, where they did that, basically I don't want to call it a reskin because I think it was a completely unique campaign from the Crypt of the Necrodancer. But they took this game that was a roguelike set to music and they were like, yeah, make a Zelda game with these mechanics and we'll let you use all the Zelda characters, remixes of the Zelda music, all that kind of stuff. And it's just such an unusual pairing of this, you know, giant game company's most treasured intellectual property with like an indie game developer that had made a cool roguelike. Damn. And like, I would love to see what the Star Wars version of that is, you know, just giving the Star Wars properties to some really talented team to make the kind of game that you would never expect to see the Star Wars name on.
Damn. That's good.
That's my idea.
Super giant. Give Star Wars a super giant.
Exactly. Perfect.
I've got some pitches. One is I don't know, it feels redundant since Yubi's doing an open world game, but I have there's meaning here. I don't know if you've played Ghosts of Tsushima, Wes.
I haven't, but I hear good things.
Just a very simple classic it would be full circle because I know, you know, Star Wars is largely based on or at least like pulls from a lot of the classic storytelling concepts and like what Hidden Fortress, sure. Kurosawa, yep. old samurai films. It's very classic, like family drama, you know, very simple pared down family drama, with war as sort of a backdrop. And Ghost of Tsushima is that it's just like, it's basically, there's like four characters in this big open world that you need to worry about, really like two, and a very good, sword, you know, katana combat system that treats it with such style and grace. And I think,
all right.
As much as I love, Fallen Order was pretty good. I think a straight up, like, let's just do a, you know, they did a West, they're doing a Western with, the Mandalorian. Let's do a samurai open world, Star Wars game. That's just heck looks yeah. good. It's really restrained, and sparse and deliberate with.
How about this? It's a co-op game starring Donnie Yen's character from Rogue One and his buddy. He played the blind, like force sensitive monk.
Yes.
Character.
Yes.
Those two get just walk around. Yeah. I don't know. Helping people.
Hell yeah.
I don't actually remember what their characters did exactly, but it's a game where you go around and be nice to people and use your blind monk force powers.
There you go. My other pitch is SCS Software. Let's see Jawa, Tatooine. I forgot the name. Desert Crawler Simulator.
that's fucking amazing, honestly. SCS or who makes the SnowRunner?
Oh, there you go. Runner. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot. They'd be great for give us a PC ass, like jankies.
Just getting your sand crawler just stuck like at an angle in the desert, just on a big hill of sand, and just like, all right, good. We need some simple machines here to get some traction.
Yeah, and when you manage your Jawas, it kind of becomes sort of like a Lemmings like. Management game. Anyway,
that's an incredible idea. Honestly. Yeah, I love it.
That's a free one. Lucas Film Games, if you're listening. cool. But also coming out of this, let's move on to the other. Like, extremely. This surprised me the most. I think it took a lot of us by surprise. Is who's that guy? Indiana Jones. There's a new Indiana Jones game, Wes.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
It's named after the dog.
He's a character that belongs in a museum, in my opinion. But it's weird. It's weird to me.
I think everybody on our team was really cynical about this one, and I was like, I didn't really say much, but I fucking love Indiana Jones, specifically Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is top five movies ever made. I love that movie. I don't have nearly as much affection for the sequels.
I'm with you there. I loved Indiana Jones growing up. That movie in particular, of course, right? It just feels this Machine Games is developing it. There's a lot of
it is a very surprising announcement. Yeah.
Wolf, and these are the Wolfenstein reboot, like one Wolfenstein, A New Order, and Wolfenstein, New Colossus.
New Colossus.
Excellent shooters with that turned like a dumb macho sprite into a one of the most like sweet, like sensitive, interesting characters. Told like one of the has some of the best storytelling chops and style in video games. Period. I think
in such an unexpected, like you say, like an unexpected format, right? For that, like the container of Wolfenstein has never attempted no one tried to do that with it before. It was not part of its identity, and they managed to keep the, I don't know if I would say keep the feel of old Wolfenstein, but like they kept it a very violent, very just like balls to the wall shooter. Where you kill a lot of Nazis, and then they added, like you said, like surprisingly really heartfelt narrative stuff to it that worked really well.
That's a great sign for an Indiana Jones, like Indiana Jones game, right? Like, I think that's why I'm so conflicted. I think that's awesome. They will, I have total faith they can tell this story with style and grace and make Indiana Jones an interesting human again. and there's a lot to deal with, like with the history of the character in the series.
The question there is just like, what does an Indiana Jones game look like that doesn't just feel like Tomb Raider or Uncharted? You know, like those Tomb Raider and Uncharted kind of have taken different paths, right? Even though Uncharted was obviously influenced by old Tomb Raider and by Indiana Jones. And Tomb Raider was obviously influenced by Indiana Jones. And like, they kind of took their different paths, but does Indiana Jones go down one of those two paths, or does it go down? Is there another path that works for Indiana Jones? Like, I don't know.
What is this game? Like, what the hell do you make? Like, and the studio, specializes in like in first person, like, The level design is not particularly elaborate here. It's very like their games are arena set piece. So I can imagine, like, my instinct is this is going to be very linear, like Uncharted style thing. But like, how do you make it hit uniquely? How do you make it feel distinct? Or is Lucas film games just content with getting another one of those series in under the Indiana Jones name out there, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, if the writing is good enough and like the set design is, I mean, it's probably going to look really cool, right?
Absolutely.
I can imagine you're going to be going into these awesome old temples and stuff. So maybe it's enough that it's like kind of a lot like Uncharted, but is actually Indiana Jones instead of, you know, kind of the fake Nathan Drake Indiana Jones. But I don't know. I'm really curious to think about, like, could they make it first person? Probably not, because you want to look at Indiana Jones because that's part of the character. But could a whip game work in first person? Could you be using the whip
in
first person? I don't know. Like, how many Nazis are you going to shoot in this game versus the amount of time you spend, like, researching shit and like puzzle solving, you know, like probably going to be shooting a lot of Nazis, but could that only be actually, could you go the other way with it and have it be like 75%, you know, adventure exploration and like 25% shooting Nazis? I don't know. It's a very strange thing to be hypothesizing about, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm kind of optimistic.
I'll remain optimistic too. I'm just like mostly baffled and confused, and like, machine games have a fun problem to unpick here. It's going to be interesting no matter what, I think, to just see what the hell this is.
My hope for this game, as well as the Ubisoft massive game and whatever other Star Wars games they end up commissioning, is Disney learns its lesson, or Lucasfilm learned their lesson in terms of like getting out of the way and letting creative people do creative things. I don't think they will. I don't think that's the way companies of that size work. You know, we saw it, like, well, Disney has been trying to make video games for quite a long time. And I think it's the more their Disney empire has grown, the fewer games they've managed to put out and mm-hmm. the fewer good or interesting games they've managed to put out. But like, it's hard to picture the Disney of today letting something like Epic Mickey be made.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if I don't think Epic Mickey was necessarily a great game, but it was a great idea. Mm-hmm. It was a phenomenal concept mm-hmm. to come up with this just weird, like, what if the crux of this game is based on an old Disney character that is abandoned and you're like exploring the ruins of Disney's mm-hmm. history? Like, if they went to Machine Games and was like, you have Indiana Jones, make a game. And Machine Games was like, okay, let's take our like LSD acid trip, Nazi killing stuff from Wolfenstein and like go from there and make like a really crazy Indiana Jones game. Uh-huh. It'd probably be pretty rad, but I'm sure there's going to be about 50 layers of, you know, sign off required for like everything. Like, that's not something Indiana Jones would say.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That, you know, that jacket isn't quite the right jacket for Indiana Jones and that kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to be a lot of that, but I hope that whoever is running the games division here is smart enough to let the creators just run with their ideas, and we'll get some cool games out of it.
We'll see. We'll see. Either way, it's I'm so fascinated to see like this to me, like my takeaway here is that this does feel, maybe it's just the proximity of these announcements, this does feel like a concerted effort to finally do something big and sustained, sustain it with all these little properties, and that's exciting if you're into them. It would be great to, you know, finally overcome the error of the bad licensed game, and just expect these prestige projects featuring these, you know, set in these worlds to expect them to be as high quality or, you know, as considered as the movies and shows or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Are there any LucasArts games from the 90s that you would love to see them revisit?
God.
You know, not just like a remaster, but like a new Sam and Max would be mine.
I think that's what I would say is, I love Sam and Max. I even love the Telltale episodic games. I like those quite a bit. And that seems like one that could be modernized. They could dip back in. I just can't imagine getting any sequel to any other of those old adventure games. They don't seem as palatable. Maybe Monkey Island Pirate, but you know, it's pirates. That's palatable. But like these very iconic faces, these characters in Sam and Max feel like something that Disney would just be like, Disney, the entity Disney would be like, okay, those are cartoons. Yeah. We can work with this.
We get it.
I worry about what that would look like, but hey, I don't know.
Well, I think Brian Moriarty's maybe wanted to make a new Loom game for about 20 years. So maybe they'll toss him some bucks, let him make a new Loom. No, that's not going to happen.
No, definitely not. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. A new era is here. Hopefully of wacky Star Wars FPS games that...
I think we were joking yesterday about they make a big budget Star Wars game, but like you have to play as the Gungans, like the whole thing is just about being Jar Jar Binks or whatever.
Let's get it.
Yeah, bring that shit on.
It's time. I think, you know, it's time. Listen, Jar Jar is a very recognizable character, and I think that we joke.
I mean, it's gonna
we joke.
It would have to be about his ascension to Sith Lord, right? Like it's about. It's the game is the untold story of Jar Jar
absolutely
manipulating the events of the prequel trilogy from behind the scenes as the true Sith master.
Let's make it canon. Let's make it canon. Cool, Wes. Well, we'll be sure to keep an eye on everything coming out of Lucasfilm Studios now. Lucasfilm Studios.
Yeah, they don't have dates on any of this stuff,
no.
Right? So it's probably at least 2022
definitely.
Material.
Definitely. Like you said, I think it's just to get out ahead of it. And there's some momentum going with all the Star Wars talk and everything now. So it makes sense, I think, to say it now and just get people excited and paying attention. But yeah, we'll be paying attention as the days go on. We'll excited for that pod racing squadrons follow up. It's going to be great.
Heck yeah.
Anyway,
any excuse to bring Now This Is Pod Racing back into regular use.
Give it. Just assign it to the R3 click and your character says Now This Is Pod Racing instead of honks their horn. Cool, Wes. Well, appreciate you coming in to break it down with me, and we'll see you in Slack, huh?
Thanks, James.